competition. I hope you have learned the surah which we were learning last week. Does anyone know the surah name?
Surah Zilzal.
MashaAllah. So, who can read? Afia, can you read Surah Zilzal?
No.
Sir, okay. Me. Okay, go ahead. Don't say me. Please say your name, okay? Always.
Sir, Muhammad Ubaid.
Thank you. Ubaid, go ahead. Ubaid, beta, you can read Surah Zilzal now.
Okay, sir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Good Ubaid, but it was not perfect. There were still few mistakes. I will ask somebody else if can go ahead.
Can I go ahead?
Who is this?
Muhammad Qari.
Muhammad Qari. Okay, Muhammad Qari. Is your name Muhammad Qari? Okay, go ahead, Muhammad Qari.
Bismillahirrah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم.
Very good, Muhammad Qari. MashaAllah, it was very good recitation. So everybody, when you hear Muhammad Qari, you have seen he was pronouncing all the words in good way, in proper way, and that's what we need. So kindly, whenever you reading, just must pay your full attention and read it with all pronunciation. Okay, the last reciter. Can I find anyone more?
Muhammad Hassan.
Muhammad Hassan, are you the best Qari?
Can I read?
Yes, I can try.
No, first tell me, you are best or no?
Yes.
You are best? Okay, you can go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, great. So it was good. Muhammad Hassan, thank you. Now we're going to start new surah. Please read after me. We will read together. I will ask you guys if you have Quran book, just open Surah Al-Adiyat. And I'm also opening from my side as well. So we will read Surah Al, what you call? Surah Al-Adiyat.
Adiyat.
Okay. So have you opened Surah Al-Adiyat in your Quran book?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is the number of Surah Al-Adiyat?
100. 100.
Yes, it is 100.
Sir, 87.
It is 87 or it is 100?
87, sir.
Are you sure?
87.
Are you sure?
100.
Yes, sir. 100% sure.
So look at this one. Now this is surah. This surah is 100. You see, this is 100. Okay. It is not 87. So check this 100. Do you see my screen?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, read after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والعاديات ضبحا.
والعاديات ضبحا
فالموريات قدحا
فالموريات قدحا
فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا
فوسطن به جمعا
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود
وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور
وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم.
Okay. Okay, Muhammad Qari, can you read it now?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم.
Very good, mashallah. Thank you very much. And next week I will listen from other people as well. Is Sayyid Mukhtar, are you here?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Can you read Sayyid Mukhtar?
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal'adiyati dhabha. فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرنا به نقعا فوسطنا به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم.
Thank you very much, my Sayyid Mukhtar. Next week, I hope everybody will learn this surah and then I will listen from some of you. So prepare yourself very well. Okay? Thank you. Yeah. Now we just moving to our lesson for this week. And you know, last week we have discussed about
the Qibla.
So last week what we were discussing about?
Find the tree.
Sorry?
The wazoo.
Divine decree.
Okay, so we were discussing about taqdeer, decree, and we discussed about wuzu. You remember everything about wuzu?
Yes, I remember about wuzu.
Yes.
Okay, you remember about wuzu. Thank you. And we discussed about forgiveness as well.
Mercy of Allah.
Yeah. And today we're going to discuss, inshallah, something. Next chapter.
Respect.
Okay. So let's get start. Yes. Okay, just a minute. Okay. So yeah. Can anybody tell me how many pillars of Islam are there?
Seven.
There are five pillars of Islam. Okay. Yeah. What is this word?
Pillar.
Respect to each other.
What is the respect word for in Arabic?
To
each other.
To respect in front.
No, what is the Arabic word for respect?
Takrim.
Qadr.
It's respect in Arabic.
Takrim.
No. Yeah, is that takrim? But the most common word is ihtiram.
Qadr.
Okay. The most, you know why we say respected person. Then in Arabic and in Urdu we say muhtaram. Okay. Muhtaram or ihtiram. Ihtiram means to respect person. Or in Urdu we say izzat dena, ihtiram karna. So always you must respect to each other. If you respect each other, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who does not respect elders and does not mercy on the children, he is not one of me. Understand?
Yes.
So if you want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, what should you do? We have to respect each other. We have to respect. Yeah, we have to respect each other. So if you don't respect, okay. Whom should you respect, the first person in your life?
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Good.
Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Very good. The first person you must respect, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is true. But after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most?
Sir our mothers.
Our parent. Okay, so we must respect our parent, and then we respect our elders. Anybody who is good in our elders than us, okay? Maybe our parent, maybe our okay. We must learn them. So we will learn the hadith about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and we have to respect each other. We have to respect. How will you show respect? When they walk, you walk. Don't try to walk forward to them.
By helping.
Yeah. Don't, you know, when you're walking, how you walk?
We should walk behind them.
Behind them. And when they come, how should, what should we, how we show respect?
We should say assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Very good. We say salam, okay?
We give the.
And we should stand up. When the elders come, we should stand up. We give them place to sit first, okay? Suppose you are traveling in bus and there's no enough space and some elders are standing. What should you do?
We should stand and give them for place.
Yes.
We should stand and give them a place. Very good. So that is the true respect. Okay? So you must give them respect. Always try to use please and thanks when you're speaking. Don't tell them, give me water. Can you please give me water? Can you please give me water?
Say jazakallah.
I should say jazakallah. Okay? Shukriya. Jazakallah. These words. And yeah. Who will read the next slide, please?
Say yourself, Raz.
Okay, say yourself, Raz. Go ahead.
Respect is an attitude of honoring people and caring about their rights. Respect begins with loving and obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, from this respect flow all the manners and high standards of morality that are inherent in Islam.
Okay. So suppose when elders come in your house, the friends come in your house, some people they speak very rudely. Oi, abe, tabe, you know, these words are not good. you know, like some boys are also using, shut up, shut up. No, no, these are not words to showing respect. Are they respectful words?
No.
They quickly get angry and they say, oh shit, no, these are no good words. Okay, we have to bring passion in your words. Your words are affecting your personality. Okay, if you want to build your personality, use polite words and people will love you. Everybody will love you. Your neighbors will love you. Your classmates will love you. Your teacher will love you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do not spit. How you show respect on the street? Can we spit on the streets, on road?
No.
Can you throw the rubbish in car?
No. No.
Some kids, they do. Have you done this before? Maybe you bought chewing gum and you throw it in the car. And then when somebody came and he said, it ruined his clothes. It happened in your life before?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, maybe somebody did. Aisha, have you done this? No. Aisha, have you done this?
No.
No. So you are a good girl, mashallah. But do not do this. Okay, when you eating chips, where you throw the wrapper?
In the
dustbin.
But if you are in car and there is no...
Keep it in the car, then if we find a dustbin, we throw it.
But in your car, you do not find the dustbin, then what do you do?
You can store it.
We keep it with us and when we find the dustbin...
Where do you store then? Where do you store?
We stop here at trash bin.
Okay. But there's no trash bin in car. And where do you store? In your pocket?
In your trash bin.
Hmm?
You must have a shopper.
Okay. Put somewhere in shopper or something. And later you can put in trash box. Do not rubbish your car. Do not rubbish your home. Do not put rubbish on your streets, in your class. So, but sometimes I found in the books bag, school bag, I found some wrappers, many wrappers in the school bags. Have you done this? Do you throw rubbish in your school bag?
No, sir.
Hassan, you do this?
No.
Maybe you do this.
I throw it in the trash.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, so respecting to others, and we must respect to others. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not think somebody is Indian, somebody is Pakistani, somebody is Bangladeshi, or somebody is Sri Lankan. We are not commanded from Allah to judge people by their nationalities. Okay, somebody. Yeah, Muhammad Ubaid, sure, go ahead. Muhammad Ubaid?
Yes, sir.
Read, beta.
What is respecting others? Look at each one as a person, not as an object. Give people their chance to present themselves. Listen to them before you judge them. Apply what God said, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes, that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted.
Yes, thank you so much. So we must not judge people, okay, by their race, by their colors. If somebody is black, we should not call him, or is black, no, is white, no. We all are Allah's creation. It all are out of respect. Thank you for understanding. Now I'm moving to the next slide. Okay, boys, we discussed about last time about the wuzu. Do you remember the pillars of Iman or pillars of Islam? Zainab?
Yes, sir.
Salah, prayer.
Yes.
Shahada, faith,
Islam, Zakah, Hajj.
Okay, so Shahada, we discussed in detail everything, pillars of Iman, and Salah we have started. So before Salah, we must have to do Taharat. What we have to do?
Taharat
means to do wuzu. Okay, wuzu, we spoke about it. So after wuzu, we are ready for Salah. Okay, so only wuzu is not enough. After wuzu, you must have to see your clothes you are wearing. It should be clean. Okay? So don't, yeah, read. And the place you are reading, it must be clean. Okay? This is called Tahara. Your body, your place, and your musalla, your clothes, everything must be clean. Second thing, Sitrul Aura. Sitrul Aura means covering your aura, like your body must be covered. If you are wearing a small short and upper knee, your legs are open, that will be not allowed. So must cover your knee, must cover your body, and then you ready for prayer. Third thing, Tahara, Sitrul Aura. And fourth, you must be waiting for the time to start prayer. Okay, if time is not start, can you pray?
No.
You can't pray. Can you pray Fajr time? Fajr now?
No.
Why?
Because
there is no time. Okay. And fifth thing, you must be doing niyyah. Okay, you must know what are you going to pray. First, Isha, Fajr, Zohar, Sunnah, or Nafil, what you going to pray? So, Niyyah. And sixth one, two-phasing Qibla. Now I repeat from the beginning. Tahara is the first condition of Salah. Condition means Shart. Shart means to do it before you go. So, very first thing, you have to do Tahara. Second thing, you have to cover your body. Third thing, you have to wait for the time. Fourth thing, you have to wait for the, you have to make a niyyah. Fifth thing, you have to face Qibla. Okay? And the sixth one, it is Takbir, or it is also one of the fard of Salah. You know, the five things you have to do before Salah, and seven things we have to do inside Salah. Understood?
Yes.
Can I repeat again? Can somebody repeat?
Yes, what are sir.
Five things?
Yes, sir.
Tahara. Sitrul Aura. Sitrul Aura. Okay.
Niyat.
Facing the Qibla.
Facing the Qibla.
Okay. And Takbir. Okay.
Takbir.
Time. So now you see they are the names of Salah. How many Salams are there?
Five.
Can you tell me the name Aisha?
Yes.
Tell the names.
Fajr. Asr. Maghrib.
You skipped Zohar. Fajr, Zohar. So two of them you praying in day. Okay? In sun. First one you praying in dark. Last one you praying in dark. But Maghrib you praying half. Okay? So each Salah has timing. This is the chart of Salah. Look in which Salah, how many rakat are there?
Okay.
In Fajr, how many?
Five.
Five. or four?
Four.
And so
12.
4, 4, 2, 2. In Asr?
8.
Maghrib?
5. 7.
Yeah. No, no, nafil is something even you don't pray, your salah is done. So, but say in total 7, okay? Isha in total?
17.
In Juma?
14.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have understand everything. And yeah. Next part we going. In Salah, how many farais are there, you know? In the Salah. Okay, I'm giving you some time. I'm giving you 5 minutes.
19.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I will. I'm giving you 5 minutes. Just you watch this chart and make yourself ready to answer the questions.
Sir, what do we have to do? What is the question?
No, we have to learn these by heart.
Okay, sir.
Yes. Learn them very well, please. Thank you.
Sir? Sir? Sir?
Tell me.
I was saying we have to learn the rak'ah.
Yes, you have to learn the rak'ah.
Sir, for girls, then we shouldn't pray Juma, right? We should only pray Zohar.
Very good point. For girls, this Juma is not a question, okay?
Okay. Sir, I revised them.
Okay, thank you. Wait.
Sir, your voice is double. Sir, your voice is double.
I heard it.
Your voice is double. Sir, I learned it. Sir, I also learned them.
Sir, I also learned that.
Yes. So you have learned them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Will I ask you a question now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you tell me how many rakat are in Asr?
Asr, four farz.
Okay, good. Okay, Zaina, can you tell me how many rakat are in Isha?
Isha, there are 17 rakats.
Okay. Thank you, Zaina. And in Fajr, Aisha, Sayyid Mukhtar.
Fajr 4. Sunnah
Sunnah is two and Farz is two.
Okay. Sunnahs are two and Farz are
two.
Yes. Okay. Good. Thank you. Next question. Names of Salah. Aisha, can you tell me again the five names of Salah?
Yes.
Tell me.
Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha.
Zohar, you start from Zohar, not Fajr. How many? Yeah. Say again. Humble, can you tell me the names of Salah?
Can I tell?
Okay, tell me. Yes, so simple. Yes, very simple. Come on.
Fajr.
Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha.
Very good, mashallah. That's the question. Yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah, say it to me. Say it to me.
Fajr, Zohar, Maghrib, Isha.
Fajr, Zohar. Fajr, Zohar.
Okay.
Come on, fine boys. Asfajr. Fine. Now we go into the next. Okay, very first thing, when you are ready for Salah, first thing, what should you do?
Wazu.
Wazu. Wazu.
Wazu.
Okay. Wazu. You done wazu. Okay, now what should you do after wazu?
Niyat.
Okay, you should not. Okay, then. Then what should you do? After niyat. Okay. You wait for time. You to and you face the Qibla. Okay, should be proper cloth. And now you are ready for prayer. Everything you done. First thing, what you do?
Takbir-e tahrima.
Takbir-e tahrima. Very good. So first thing you do is takbir-e tahrima. Okay. Takbir-e tahrima means Allahu Akbar. What should you say?
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Okay. So you say Allahu Akbar and you have start your prayers. All right. That thing, your prayer is started when you say Allahu Akbar. And now I will show you the steps of Salah. What are the steps of Salah?
Five.
No, they are not five, they are seven. Okay, what are those? Yeah.
Some of them.
Okay, after you direction the Qibla, you look at the Qibla. We make niya, and after niya, we have to do these seven steps. Look at these seven steps. First is takbir-e-tahrima, Allahu Akbar.
I know them.
Second thing, what you do?
Qiyam.
In qiyam, you fold your hands. And third thing, you do qiraat, okay? Qiraat is not written here, but you have to do qiraat. Fourth thing, what you do?
Okay.
And fifth thing, what you do? Sajda. Sajda. And after sajda, sixth thing, what you do?
Tashahud.
For at-tahiyyah. Tashahud. And last thing, what you do?
Salam.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay. If you have any question.
No.
Nobody has any question?
No, sir.
Can we start our quiz?
Yes, sir. Mister, I have one question.
Tell me. Tell me
what. Read Sana.
We read Sana. We are not talking now for the Sunnah and other stuff. We are just talking about the steps of Salah. Okay? So now I stop sharing the screen. And yes, please get ready for the quiz. I will start quiz. In 3 minutes, you must write your age and you know how to do this. Okay, everything. I will share the link now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Where would you share it? Here?
Just a minute. I'm sharing. Just wait.
Sir?
Yes?
I question.
Tell me, what is your question?
How do we do the niyya?
How do we do the niyya? Okay. First, you have to decide what you are going to pray. It is Zohar, Asar, Fajr. Okay. Well, after you decided, and now you have to decide, you're praying Sunnah or Fajr. Okay. Suppose you're praying Sunnah, you say, I'm reading 2 rakat of Fajr, Sunnah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm facing to Qibla. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Niyat karta hu main 2 rakat namaz Fajr ki, waaste Allah ke, muh mera Kaaba Sharif ke saamne. That is niyat. Okay, and now you can go to chat room and find the link and press it and enter the class. Enter, yeah. Did you find the link?
No, sir.
No, there is link, no, in chat.
No, sir.
No? Just a minute. Okay. Okay. Sorry. It was sent to privately. Okay, now it is there. You found it?
Yes.
Come on, boys, come on. 18 people have joined. 19.
81.
19. No more? Can we go ahead?
Yes.
Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Thank you. The first question is on your screen.
How many raka in Isha?
Come on, boys, come on. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Come on, go it first.
It's saying you're on fire, waiting for the others to catch up.
Time up.
And it's saying incorrect, right?
But it's wrong.
It's wrong?
It's saying wrong.
It's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Sir, it's saying wrong.
What it says?
It's 17.
Sir, no. Not fire. Sir, can you screen share?
17 is fine.
No, but it's saying 8.
No, it says, says 8, okay. No, boys, no problem, inshallah. I will mark your quiz. It's correct? Don't worry about this, okay? It's maybe some error. No worry for this. It's 17 is correct answer, okay?
Sir, can you screen share?
Sir, can you please screen share?
Sure. Tahara. Dash means to pure your body, clothes, and place you're praying.
But it's not going further again. It stopped.
Tahara is right answer. 11 people attempt right. Niyya and Sitr is wrong. Okay.
One cannot pray the first time.
One cannot pray before the start of day of salah. Very good, mashallah. All are correct times of salah. Yeah, if no time, no salah. Very good, boys. Thank you. This one is correct. Full contract, 100% correct. I'm going next question.
Yes, sir.
Easy. Most easy question. Some of you are not replying, Maliha and Ikra. Hassan is going on top, Muhammad Aftab on top. Now, five. Of course, five. No two and no one. It's a very easy question. Next question. Which one of them must be performed twice in each rakah? Abdul Sami is on top.
Yes, there is two times in namaz.
Yeah. It's showing the wrong answer. Then it must be error. But the sajda is correct answer. Okay. So talawat is wrong. Qiyam is wrong.
But it's showing qiyam is the right answer.
No. It's showing. So sorry, I will correct it, boys. There is some error. No worry. Next question. Ihtiram, not sabr and not shukr. Okay? So ihtiram is the right answer.
Sabr means thank you.
Ihtiram, yeah, shukr means thank you. Sabr means to patient. Good. Which of Allah's name is creator?
Sir, I guessed and got correct.
Yes. It got correct. What was that? Al-Khaliq is the correct answer. Okay. We are because makhluk, so Allah is Khaliq. Not Majid and not other one. Next question.
condition started.
One of them is condition of Salah, which is that. Look at the options. Pray in silence prayer or praying in masjid or something else.
Facing the Qibla.
Is it correct answer?
Yes.
No mistake. Facing the Qibla, it is correct answer. So some people say pray in silence prayer. No.
Sir, again I guessed, but I got correct.
Very good. Sometime you guessing and it helps you.
And I am on the top.
Maybe we didn't discuss, but you know, they are the names of Allah. You must learn yourself 99 names of Allah, because we keep asking you the names of Allah's name in each lesson. Maybe one or two questions we make from Allah's names. Okay. So learn them with the meaning. This will help you a lot. So Al-Qawi is strong. Al-Alim, you did last time. It is all-knowing. Al-Malik is the owner. Very easy. Which one of them is the first step of Salah? Takbir, yeah? Reciting is later, sana is later. First thing, very first thing, it is takbir.
Sir, but it's niyat, right?
Sir, can you show leaderboard?
Niyat is not fard of salah, okay?
Oh,
they
okay,
are shart of salah. They are before salah.
Yes. Can you show leaderboard?
When you are entering the salah, those are called fards, okay? So niyat, time, they all are before salah. Takbir is the first step in salah. Did you know the difference between shart and farz?
Yeah.
Okay. Shart means something before. Farz means something in.
Okay.
Now the time is in. So two questions were mistake from our side. So we are not counting them. We are counting on the 8 questions. So your position will be about 8. So do not worry about this. I will send you the final later. By this result, so Sayyid Sarfaraz is forward. Abdul Samiyun the second, and third was who? Maybe Muhammad Qari. Anyway, so we stop here and I will correct those errors and you will attempt these questions again. So inshallah, we will see you next week. And see you next week with the new topic. I hope if some of you can work on these steps of Salah and make a PowerPoint or the poster, and some of you if can get responsibility to write on Ihtiram something, maybe 3 students. Okay, who wants to write about Ihtiram? Please read me your name in chat. 3 students. Quickly.
I could write.
Okay. If you are choosing respect, write your name and write respect.
Sir, I'm also choosing.
Okay, only 3, no more than 3.
Choosing respect. I'm also choosing respect.
Okay, enough. Then enough. You have to write how you show respect in your house. Okay. Okay. Next, I will ask Sayyid Mukhtar, Ubaid, and who else? Sayyid Sarfaraz. Write about Salah steps.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Salah. Okay.
Okay, and next I will ask Zena and who else? Who wants to take a work? Zena and? Okay, Zena and Hassan. No, Hassan is done. Zena and Muhammad Qari. Can you just write a timetable of Salah? So choose one day and next week, any day, maybe you can choose the 1st January or you can choose 31st December and give me the timetable of 5 countries. Understand? Like Fajr time in UAE, Fajr time in Australia, Fajr time in London, Fajr time in USA, Fajr time in Canada. So choose 5 countries and write their names and write the time of Salah. Understand?
Of all the prayers.
All the prayers from 5 countries. 5 prayers, 5 countries and same day.
For one.
Okay. So who's doing this work? Who will be doing this work? You have to make a chart of Salah. And this one.
Safiya Jahan.
Okay, Safiya Jahan, you can do it. Okay, Zaina, can you do this?
Yes.
Okay. And who else? Abdul Sami, can you do this? Okay, Hassan, you can also do this. So I want 5 countries and the same day. Suppose on 31st December, you have to write the timetable of Salah from 5 countries and choose 5 countries. You can choose some from the different, what you call, content. Maybe one in middle from the Asia, some take from Africa, take one from the America, like this. And one from Europe. Yeah, 5 Salah, 5 countries, their timing. Okay, suppose the Fajr time in New Zealand start this time, in Indonesia start this time, and UAE start this time, like this. Next, that's enough, inshallah. See you next week. Goodbye, Allah Hafiz. Any question?
No, sir.
Okay, goodbye, Allah Hafiz. Thank you so much. Yeah, we want different timing. You want to? Different timing, that's fine. Okay, any question?
No.
No? Okay.